Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to USAprepares.com. Hour number two, Rich Sheeben from Montana sitting in for Vincent Finelli. And I get asked to repeat certain messages, certain analogies, certain stories. It's amazing when you meet new people and you're being introduced as a radio talk show host. It's amazing the questions you get, the conversations you have. It's kind of like, maybe not these days with the masks, but remember back in the day when we had more freedoms and liberties, you went to an airport, everybody would talk to you because you almost had anonymity. People could say anything, and they felt comfortable doing it. And when you're introduced to people as a radio talk show host, even though I'm usually a guest or I monologue or I'm on different shows or I'm interviewed most of the time, I'm not technically a radio show talk host because this is not my show. It's Vince Finelli. But people ask me to talk about using an election analogy. And I've done this before, but I met some folks recently, and they wanted me to talk about, because I was talking about the marathon race, which I've mentioned before, a 26-mile marathon race. It could be you in the race. It could be me, any Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, or Sue. Or we could name the runner. How about Joe Biden? Time. Joe Biden time, first name Joe, middle name Biden, last name time. So let's say he ran this race. Joe ran the race. It was a 26-mile marathon race. But he was picked up by a car at the 2-mile mark. And then he was let out again at the 24-mile mark. When he got there, he pounded his chest. He talked about how fair it was. He talked about the freedoms and liberties that we have. And the people decided that he won. But let's say there was a video and witnesses willing to sign affidavits. And if they were lying, they would go to jail. So they're putting their name, their future, everything on the line. And the video showed him getting into that car at the 2-mile mark and getting out at the 24-mile mark and then finishing the race. So let's say the video apparently got hacked, got changed. The judges said, oh, it needs to be tossed. It's not real evidence. Let's say you go to these courts and they say, well, you really don't have the real evidence. But if you do, I'm not going to look at it. I'm going to sit in the corner, hold my breath, turn my head around, and not look at your evidence. So all the lawyers, the judges that are supposed to witness this evidence have been bribed and blackmailed. And they decide to do nothing. So let's say the witnesses, the people who signed the affidavits, the people with courage, the brave people, well, they say, well, we're going to go to Congress if lawyers and judges and police aren't going to do anything. These are all bought and paid for or blackmailed. So they go to Congress, and they see Al Green. And Al Green says, there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. And then you find out that you go to more higher judges, and they're from China. And they decided to change the rules right before the race. And then they decided to lower the bars of standards and expectations for the race. So rules, laws, qualifications, and any synonymous definitions are irrelevant. Just like in Wisconsin, 221 illegal ballots, illegal votes should matter, but they're counting 221 illegal ballots. So it doesn't matter what's going on. You know, in Arizona, 11% of the votes for the signatures did not match. 11%. That's more than enough to put Donald Trump over the top. But yet the rejection rates in all these swing states are the lowest in history. Oh, but it's human and mechanical error, right? Even though up to 60% of the ballots are being adjudicated, not counted, for the purpose of moving votes. Even though there's dueling electors, which means the votes are close, even though the founders wrote it in the law, but now the judges say, well, we changed the rules and the laws right before the race. So Joe Biden time really won the race because we have no standards and expectations. So the work put forth of getting into shape and working out, all these people, their work has been delegitimized. The race has been delegitimized. Transparency and confidence in the system means nothing. Who are the beneficiaries? Joe Biden time and China. You see, when you censor reality and the truth and the rule of law, and you sell narratives and excuses and hide evidence to hide crimes, and then you create blackouts to cover up the crimes and the crisis, the Russia, the hacking. Maybe you use solar flares as an excuse. Maybe they light off an EMP. How do the little people, when there's no place to go, no place to run, no one to tell, because everybody's been bought and paid for or blackmailed, what do? You know, when I was gone for a few days ago, I had this conversation with some people I met, and I'm going to mention four articles that has nothing to do with what we talked about earlier. First one, AG Barr concealed Hunter Biden probes from the public during the election. Next, Joe Biden delivers remarks following state's Electoral College vote day, gets only 4,000 views, but yet he got 80 million votes. Even though he had 20 million Twitter followers and Donald Trump had over 80 million. And that number was cut off a month before the election for Donald Trump. Joe Biden still won. Can you imagine that? 1 in a quadrillion. Woohoo! He won with 1 in a quadrillion odds. And yet there was no foreign interference despite all the evidence. Next, email shows Hunter Biden didn't disclose $400,000 in Burisma income. Next, Catholic legal blasts media hypocrisy over Biden's Catholic faith. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take those last four articles and just basically talk about all of them as a clump, if you will. And this conversation I had with somebody, it was basically this this younger woman who woke up, and she was asking me interesting comments about the Supreme Court, especially Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Barrett. And she was a person of faith, and she was so disappointed in Amy Barrett because she bragged about her faith publicly. And this young woman was complaining about the lack of rule of law, the treason, especially foreign interference, the pedophilia she was aware of on Hunter Biden's computer, and all the hypocrisy about faith. And she knew about the Kavanaugh effect, on how all these women came forth and called him a gang rapist, which they all admitted but wanted to be a lie, and no consequences for it. And she mentioned, and I wrote all this stuff down, the lack of loyalty from these new judges. And by the way, Alito, Thomas, you're always welcome by my fire. I don't have much to offer. But if you ever come to Montana, you're always welcome by my fire. Thank you for being Americans. But Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Barrett, especially Barrett, who bragged about her faith. This young lady who I talked about, as she brought up the hypocrisy regarding all this information about pedophilia and the Bidens, and she was so upset that Amy Barrett cared more about her self-preservation than the rule of law and the American people. And I referred to Tony Bobulinski and how he came forth as a business partner with the Bidens and told the world how the Bidens are involved in foreign interference and much more. See, when you get to the Supreme Court and you put self-interest above the rule of law and the American people, then there's no hope. You break the American will. You make the people submissive. Because when people look up to you, they assume you earned your position. But you don't earn anything if you don't practice what you preach. The fact that we, the people who pay for these taxes, or pay for everything through inflation, and yet the Bidens use Air Force Two as a getaway vehicle for all this corruption is unforgivable. And in this conversation, the common thread and the conclusion was that Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Barrett is unforgivable. Same thing with William Barr. When you have a yellow stripe down your back and you don't practice what you preach and all you care about is your own manufacturing perception of self-importance and self-interest and self-preservation, with all the evidence of foreign government and China corroboration to fix an election, and all the conspired evidence of foreign governments to fix the election. You really let the people down.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheehan sitting in for Vincent Finelli. So now, impeaching a president over a phone call is called democracy. But when you appeal to the Supreme Court, it's called sedition and fascism. But it's probably Russian disinformation. Right? President Trump, this is why you need to declassify all of it. At the very least, and we've been calling for this on this show, it's for the people. Because if you don't do this, the rule of law will only be to the highest bidder. You need to declassify everything regarding Epstein. You need to declassify Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation. You need to declassify all the FISA warrants and documents. You need to declassify all the geoengineering and weather modification tools. You need to declassify all documents related to Barack Obama and the billions of dollars of cash that's gone on pallets to Iran. You need to declassify everything about 9/11. And you need to declassify everything related to alternative energies. And you need to do this for we, the people. You know, going back to what I was talking about earlier, whether it be election fraud, Dominion, voting, the Supreme Court, now the powers that be has given all criminals the blessings to steal, manipulate, and disenfranchise the people with authority and to take away the rights, the protection, and the restitution under the rule of law of the people. The people at the top have signed on to being disloyal to all the people. We the people don't don't have any more representation. So anything goes, good and evil, doesn't matter. You can have, whether it be Amy Barrett, Kavanaugh, doesn't matter. They sign off to the highest bidder. Adult mutual consensual sex is off the table and pedophilia will be normalized. Nothing will matter. You can harvest all the baby organs you want for the elite. You can take away the Constitution, the freedom of speech. You can't protect yourself anymore. And public servants and big corporations would have sold out to the highest bidder and sold out we the people. Doesn't matter if they're FBI, DOJ, CIA, lawyers, judges, courts, all sold out. Sold out to China for their own personal gain. Everybody will be bought and paid for or blackmailed. All these definitions, like evidence, facts, what's legal, will only be able to be proved if it has a very big bill or money or credit card taped to the back of it. Merit and qualifications will no longer matter. Unelected, non-earned, big money individuals will be in charge. And the people will not have any say or representation. If you say anything, you'll be demonized. You'll be called a controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent hater, conspiracy theory. Basically, anti-ismophobe, conspiracy theory, if you say anything. The only thing that'll matter is what group you're in for phony benevolence, phony nobility, phony everything in order to keep the people's mouth shut. We'll be living under a veil of mediocrity, tyranny, participation trophies, quitters, tattletales, and snitches. Will be the new police. The people who are offended, who are willing to mention excuse behaviors and follows zombies, will be the new norm. Official authorities and government is so corrupt, it is now a bona fide, non-functional joke. The rule of law will always be bought and paid for. Hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, patriotism, intelligence, courage will not be associated with the new America, the new UN, the new China, which will be us. Lack of freedom, liberty, and justice for all will be a thing of the past.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin congratulated Joe Biden on his victory in the U.S. presidential election Tuesday. Putin said, Russian-American cooperation based on the principles of equality and mutual respect would meet the interests of people in both countries, as well as the entire international community. Mississippi police on Monday said a healthy 2-year-old boy was abandoned with a change of clothes and a note that said, child abandoned, no phone number for mom. At a Goodwill drop-off, has been identified and a suspect was arrested. The child is in custody of the State Department of Child Protective Services. The South Haven Police Department said in a Facebook post, it did not release any information about charges or suspect information. Senator Bernie Sanders, independent from Vermont, and Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, are emerging as Congress's latest odd couple as they push for a second round of stimulus checks. The two want their colleagues to pass language that is a replica of the March CARES Act that provided a $1,200 check to Americans. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Monday Night Football did not disappoint football fans as the Cleveland Browns fall to their AFC North rival Baltimore Ravens 47-42. Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson ran all over the Browns. Then he ran to the locker room because of cramps. He ran back out on the field for a 4th-and-5 play.
You know, Trace was doing a great job dropping the ball down the field. Then I see my guy go down. And as I'm seeing him go down, like, I'm still stretching. Like, I'm like, I got to get back. I'm catching the attitude because I'm like, man, it ain't going the way we want to. And then I see him go down, and I'm like, we got to start. Now. I'm like, we just got to go out there now. And I start running out there. Kel running with me. It's 4th down, and offensive line blocked their tail off, and our guys just made great catches, and we came out with
the
victory.
The game was tied at 42. Ravens kicker Justin Tucker nailed a 55-yard field goal with 7 seconds remaining at the snap.
I'll sound like a broken record, but it's see the ball, kick the ball, wide plant, get downfield. Of course, there's a lot of emotion. There's a lot of feeling that goes into any field goal, but especially one that is going to be the difference in the game. And the only thing that you really can do and should do, in my just based on my experiences playing in this league now for 9 years, is your feelings are unimportant. You have to focus on the action of kicking the ball, not the consequence. And we've been able to do that really well for a long time, and tonight we're able to do just that.
A safety on the last play of the game is the reason for the 5-point separation. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and we have less than a half an hour left in the show today, and we really appreciate you being here. We hope we're giving you good information that you could use that would make you read and research, because the only way we're going to get out of this is if the people avoid group think, read and research, and think on their own. Got to shut off the TV, folks. You got to shut off the propaganda, the hoaxes, and the false narratives. It's directly proportional to being a follower. Okay, so we're going to talk about some articles that are not related to what we were just discussing. However, still under the category of, or the theme, if you will, is America still the land of the free and the home of the brave? And I'm going to let you guys decide on the conclusion of that. So, first article in this category, Coca-Cola tests positive for COVID. Coca-Cola. Next, Australia's billion-dollar vaccine canceled. Now, why could that be? Oh, look at this article. Australia scraps vaccine after HIV false positive. Is it really a false positive? Do you remember, folks, when all this came out, we talked about an HIV delivery system with this new man-made virus? And the reason why we call it a bioweapon wasn't because of the mortality rates. It was because of the agenda and the timing of it. Have you ever heard of these vaccines destroying your immune system? If you listen to this show, you've heard many examples. How about masks? Have you heard that dentists are now coming out and saying that masks are giving gum disease to as much as 50%, 50% of their patients? Do you think the mainstream media would pick that up? Now, just a little sidebar here. Gum disease, because in our mouths, that's the worst bacteria on our bodies. Gum disease is highly correlated and synonymous to heart attacks. Are you connecting some dots here, folks? This maid has been designed and has, I read it has up to 5 spliced viruses in it. That should be very concerning to everybody. Next, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says don't take the COVID-19 vaccine under any circumstances. Now, is it possible that the vaccine that President Trump is pushing could be a very safe vaccine for the people and maybe clean and maybe effective, efficacious, or build up the confidence to get the people out there? It's all possible. Unfortunately, it's very difficult today to read what's true because there's no accountability. Accountability should now be defined as a word of sarcasm, theater, and illegitimate fluff, just like the PCR test. 93% to 97% inaccurate, 90% something effective of these so-called vaccines. We've talked about the mRNA vaccine in some detail. But if it's 90-something percent effective for a virus that is 99.7% recovery rate, how do you not look at that math? Next, YouTube employs engineers from Chinese Communist, quote, state secrecy bureau. Is that a red flag to anybody, folks? Foreign interference, right? Executive Order 2018, right? Next, Fauci says blacks shouldn't be afraid because a black woman created the vaccine. Now, people, it's almost, we can talk about this for an hour, but the comment was so stupid, so racist and bigoted, so virtual signaling and non-creative, you have to ask yourself And this is, see, this is why I throw my disclaimer out there. Every article that I discuss is published in the public domain. I do not make this stuff up. Even though it sounds like it should be made up, or it was made up, I promise you, every article, every bullet point that I glean from an article or an interview, I do not make up. It's all published. And here's an article right here from the future Nobel laureate, PCR inventor of the test. Says that Fauci was a liar, abused test data for an agenda, and he was afraid to debate in public. Well, imagine my shock. Next, Pompeo says so many of our colleagues are bought, or colleges are bought by Beijing. Imagine my shock. Next, ex-con hired by D.C. to curb violence, just arrested for murder. Can't make this stuff up. Next, Communist China successfully infiltrated vaccine giants Pfizer, AstraZeneca, and GlaxoSmithKline. People, I've talked in great detail about this. GlaxoSmithKline, remember, article, U.S. media blackout, Italian courts rule vaccines cause autism regarding a GlaxoSmithKline product. And they've already paid out millions of dollars to vaccine victims. Remember, there are hidden courts to hide this corporate, big pharma, feudal, government, lack of accountability business. Hidden courts to give vaccine victims some restitution. It doesn't go public. All right, where am I here? Okay, next. Americans have begun stealing food to survive. This is what happens. This is a systemic side effect of lockdowns, folks. And by the way, this has been planned. It's been scripted. And it's up to we, the people, to make a difference. We are going to have to be the judge and the jury. The lawyers, judges, courts, they're rigged. They've turned on us. They've all been paid off and blackmailed. They sold out the people and the Constitution. This is our home, and we're going to have to make the choice if we want to inherit our freedom, our Constitution, and give us, and that gives us the right to fight for it. It's up to us. Okay. Next. The number of Americans that are depressed or considering suicide has soared because of the COVID lockdowns. Of course, we can talk about this all. I've mentioned a lot of what I call the units of measure of despair. Drug use, hard work, effort, proven results and qualifications being gone, forced inoculations, obesity, forced GMO food, 5G, nanotechnology, depopulation efforts, the permanent caste system that we're going into, rewarding tattletalers and snitchers, basically talking about the whole conspiracy theory about how official authorities are now an official, bona fide, bought and paid for joke. But we don't have time to get into it more deeply. Next, Director of National Intelligence Ratcliffe, multiple law makers are being blackmailed by China. We got to connect the dots here, folks. Foreign interference. The Biden family. I don't make anything up. I get all of my articles that are published in the public domain. Next, Stacey Abrams continues to get caught being maskless inside the Georgia Capitol. How many hundreds of articles, people, have we given regarding the hypocrisies and double standards of these so-called leaders and elitists? They don't practice what they preach. That's why we need practice what you preach laws. Cuomo denies sexual harassment allegations. Well, guess what's going to happen? He's probably going to be the next president. That seems to be a qualification for the Democrat Party. Next, data shows fears of overwhelmed medical system overblown. Ample capacity nationwide. Next, I don't write them, folks. I just report them. Next, featured, Hillary Clinton calls to abolish the Electoral College. Guess what, people? Just a few cities in a few states are going to tell you what to do. And you'll have no control if they abolish the Electoral College. Next, new Chinese study confirms COVID-19 attacks the testicles, may affect male fertility. It definitely affects female fertility, and we've talked about that in some detail. Next, Oregon's new Secretary of State, Democrat, caught hosting a birthday gathering in defiance of the governor's COVID orders. You see, people? You see, it's all BS. If these people were really concerned, if they really were scared, they're managing fear to control you. But with all these hundreds of hypocrisies and double standards, just regarding the COVID regulations alone, the examples, the photos, the videos that we've shared here and all over the alternative media, see, everything's for sale, folks. Everything. Even the definition of peaceful protest, math, science, experts, commerce, economy, money, currency, food, nutrition, big pharma and the vaccines, fluoride and water, can't go to the gym, restaurants, social distancing, but the border should be wide open, right? Central banks, votes, work, polls, productivity, everything's been delegitimized. Certified hypocrisy and double standards and lies is the new patriotism. Well, folks, we really appreciate you being here. We have one more short segment at the end of this hour before we call it a day. And I really, really request that everybody start thinking for themselves and shut off your TV, please. I'll be right back.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Rich Sheeben. Last segment, just a few minutes left, and I'm going to mention some bullet points of interest and just rip out as much news and information as I can before the end of the show. Next, the Michigan attorney responsible for the forensic examination of 16 Dominion machines, remember I mentioned that earlier in the show, he gets threatened to lose his state bar. Think about this, folks. If there was a legitimate win, if there wasn't evidence that they were hiding, if everything was on the up and up, they would want all this data to be released. They would welcome a check and balance. But no, what are they doing? Threatening. And we've given many article about this. Next. Now we have 7 states sending Trump electors to the U.S. Congress. Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, and New Mexico. The 7 states registered for the historical record that election fraud and unlawful election changes are not, I repeat, are not acceptable. That's all good, folks. Next, the report submitted to Antrim County, Michigan. We discussed that a little bit. Remember the 68% error? Well, there was an 82% rejection rate in the votes cast. The adjudication, remember I explained that, and security records are missing, which is violation of Michigan state law. When you hide evidence, that makes the election null and void. Next, President Trump is going to pardon Julian Assange. So do you think we're going to get more declassifications now? Absolutely. How can you be in exile for telling the truth? My God. And he didn't even make this stuff up. You know, duct tape a banana to your flag, folks. We are a banana republic from top to bottom right now. Next. Deletion of e-poll books and other evidence, taking steps to sealed forensic evidence regarding the flaws in Dominion machines from public view and also from the legislatures. These people should be arrested. They should be in the hoosegow. Next, CDC has officially acknowledged, listen to this people, that it quietly created a new mortality category, PIC, which groups pneumonia, influenza, and COVID-19 together. Together. And lumps them all as COVID deaths. Unbelievable. Next, media suppression, Judicial Watch. Thank God for Tom Fitton. Uncovers FBI's interview of Bruce Orr, detailing desperate Clinton-Obama collusion to target Donald Trump and crazed dossier material Orr gathered from his wife Nellie for Obama, DOJ, and FBI. The whole system is bought and paid for. The whole system is not legitimate, folks. Next, of Georgia's 159 counties, 100 did not reject a single absentee ballot because of a signature mismatch. Unbelievable. Next, the data revealed significant difference in rejection rates across counties, indicating that the signature matching process is applied unequally across the state. See? Different rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, what county you're in, what state you're in. That's unacceptable, and it's illegal. Next, remember when Joe Biden said during the debate that his son Hunter never made any money in China, and he's been under investigation for Chinese business dealings since 2018, and little Chrissy Wallace blocked Trump when he brought it up in the debate. Next, the top coronavirus advisor to Joe Biden delivered a stern holiday message to Americans on Thursday. No Christmas parties. You can't have Christmas parties, folks. They warned that a face COVID-19 siege for weeks to come, despite that the latest moves towards U.S. government approval of the vaccine. What is that code for? Is it for you can't be have Christian religions and get-togethers, no more family? No more communication, no more looking at each other, no more talking, more censorship, no more peaceful assembly, no more joy? Is this the New World Order and the Democrat Party saying that they're going to release a new bioweapon? I don't know. Next, the average small business loan for California companies retaining 14 employees was roughly $128,000. But not for one of Newsom's business, your governor in California. According to the SBA data, which retains 14 employees, he received more than seven times the small business loan, $919,000. Next, 18,000 fraudulent votes run through the tabulators after everyone else was made to leave. We've got the tape. This is the smoking gun. It's on arena security cams. People, it's obvious. It's fraud, fraud, fraud. Thank you for being here, America.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.